Prideful people hate to be wrong, and they're going to argue their point of view every step of the way, being very defensive, like, this is my area, this is my point, this is my thing. This is our team. We're all going towards the same goal. And we should absolutely share our perspectives and points of views, and we should be open to those things and be open to being wrong.
How do you create an unshakable business? I crossed $100 million in net worth by the age of 28. Now I'm growing acquisition.com into a $1 billion portfolio. In this podcast, I share the lessons I've learned in scaling big businesses and helping our portfolio companies do the same. Buckle up and let's build.
So there's a story of this guy who basically, it was the Roman Empire back in whatever, BC, who knows, long time ago, right? And there's a general who he won like the greatest battle that they had in all of the, I don't know, lands. And so this guy goes, he wins this battle, and everyone's praising him when he comes back. And they're all saying, like, you're our savior, you saved us, you're our leader. And so while this is all happening, he like comes back into the village, and everyone's like, oh my God, you're amazing. They're all like praising him. And as he's coming back through, he actually asks one of his men to get down and repeat something to him. The entire time while everyone's saying, like, you're amazing, you saved us. He asked this guy to repeat this, which was, you're only a man, you're only a man, you're only a man. Why did he do that? Because he understood the danger of letting the attention go to his head. So he knew that by remaining humble, he had a higher likelihood of winning the next battle. And so he sought to maintain his humility. I love this quote by John Wooden. Talent is God-given, be humble. Fame is man-given, be thankful. Conceit is self-given, be careful. And so humility is the antidote to pride that can come from recognition and fame. And by making an everyday choice to credit others and not just ourselves, we remain open to continue growing as leaders and make room to celebrate the success of not just ourselves, but everyone around us. So why is this so important? I love this quote as well. Power is dangerous unless you have humility. How many times have we seen this ruin businesses? I know that us on the portfolio side, we have seen this time and time again with multiple founders where it's like they start to get successful and they start to get more power. And then all of a sudden they think they're untouchable. They think they have no room to grow and they start treating other people poorly. And so power is dangerous unless you have humility. So the reason that I wanted to talk about this with you guys today is because actually I experienced this 7 years ago in Gym Mulch. And so I had a handful of young, I would say insecure leaders in Gym Mulch who aspired to be big leaders one day. And I love when people are aspiring leaders and they want to be poured into and they want to be helped. Like, that's probably my favorite thing to help people do is like, I think most people on this team probably feel that way. It's like, you like helping others. You like helping people achieve their goals. You like pouring into people. And so what did I do? And what did everybody else on the leadership do? We poured into them, mentored them, and praised them into their potential. And so we took these people who were very green and gave them a lot of praise, gave them all the credit, like constantly trying to do that. And that's something I focus on a lot is like, I always want to be giving people credit. What happened was that I didn't warn them of this old saying, which is that nothing fails like success. And so what happened was that those leaders that were the very young, insecure, humble leaders, they became what I would call as like drunk with power, legitimately. They started suppressing other people around them. They started claiming all the success for themselves. And worse off, they started to put their personal success above the team's. And so there was this complete switch. And I think a lot of that happened, guys, because the company was very successful. It became very successful very fast. We became number one in the industry. And you know what? It got to people's heads. They started thinking, oh, my shit doesn't stink. Like, I'm the world's best at sales, marketing, CS, whatever it was. When in fact, even myself, I think that we just got lucky to a very large degree. But I started watching like people on the team, like letting all of this stuff get to their heads. And I was like, gosh, I don't think I've done a good job of making people aware of this. And so what happened was we had this tool called Office Vibe. And I remember two of the leaders, they had ratings where they were in the top 98th percentile of leaders. And that went to less than 50% within 8 months. So their teams literally said they became worse leaders. And so a leader who lets success get to their head becomes a bully. Truly. It's like you look at the difference between a hero and a villain. It's like the story is the same. It's just like what they choose to do with the power. So that's why I refuse to make the same mistake twice. Instead, I just want to educate everybody on what humility and true leadership actually looks like. So how can we apply humility to how we show up as leaders? Three things. One, when making a decision, be concerned with what is right, not who is right. Second, hire and promote for humility, fire for ego and pride. That's how I look at it. And I want to share that with everybody here so you guys know. And third is in order to admit that you have deficits, that's how you grow. So when making a decision, we want to be concerned with what is right, not who is right. What does that look like? We need teammates who do not get offensive or emotional if they're wrong, but instead insist on finding the best solution for the company and the team. So we need people who think, what is the best decision for the team rather than the best decision for me? This is how I make decisions. Constantly thinking, trying to put myself, honestly, just out of the equation, because oftentimes the best decision for this company is going to be the most uncomfortable for me. Because I'm like, gosh, I'm going to retrain these people on this. I'm going to have to get this many people new hired. I'm going to have to change this. I'm going to reset these expectations, reset these roles. It's like you have to put that aside and put aside the short-term pain you're going to have to incur and rather just say, like, what makes the most sense given the vision of where we're going and our values of how we want to get there? And so we need people who sacrifice their own status for the good of the group. If you look at people who are the best teammates, they will constantly do that. They don't care if they look stupid in front of the group. They want to do what's best for the group. And there's a difference between trying to look good in front of people and trying to do your best. And so it's people who are more concerned with making the right decisions than getting the credit for them. The second piece is hire and promote for humility, and we fire for ego and pride, right? And this is just how my brain works. Like, if somebody in this company is the Michael Jordan of their division, but they're a complete asshole, you will not be on this team. And I would like everybody in this company to understand that, because that one person, they stand out because they step on others. And if you actually read the biography of like Michael Jordan or any of these great players, the reason they were able to be great is because they learned how to be a teammate. So if you read any of their biographies, that's a key piece in all their learnings, is that they realized they could not be great on their own unless they understood how to interact with the entire team. And so high performance does not equal a promotion. Half the time, what allows somebody to be a high-level individual contributor stunts their growth in a leadership position, especially because a lot of the times when you are an individual contributor, you do things that you get credit for. And what happens that a lot of people in this team could tell you, when you move into a leadership position, you don't get the credit anymore. Ask people who get promoted. People are like, I'm so excited to be promoted. Okay, what happens is that you now get measured on your team's performance and all the praise goes to your team, not necessarily you. And so that is part of stepping into a leadership position, and it's something to be expected. And so question is, do you know how many star performers never make it to the championships? Over 80%. Do you guys know why this is? Because humility is a better indicator of potential than confidence is, much of the times. Because if you are incredibly confident in yourself, but you cannot be a teammate, you can't be humble, and you can't corral other people together and collaborate with other people, then nobody's going to want to talk to you. They're not going to be around you. And you ultimately, if you do that, make the average of the team lower. So a lot of times what it is that one person stands out. You know, they're a 9 out of 10 or a 10 out of 10. But the reality is it's because they're suppressing everybody else on the team and it inflates the difference. And if you think about it, right, when someone is unskilled in their own area, they often don't also see their flaws and they're overconfident. And then for a lot of people on the other side, it's the people that are second-guessing themselves, they're feeling insecure, but it comes naturally to them and therefore they don't recognize a strength because it isn't hard. And so that's what a lot of people refer to as humble. Hey guys, a quick break to tell you that if you'd like to see more content from me that isn't just listening to my voice, you can go on and check out my YouTube channel as well. Just search Layla Hormozi and you'll see me in my face. Thanks again for listening and let's get back to the show. And so pride looks like someone who refuses to be flexible, because in being flexible, they may in turn be wrong. Prideful people hate to be wrong, and they're going to argue their point of view every step of the way. So I just want you guys to understand what this looks like. It's getting defensive. It's arguing our point. It's not being open-minded to what other people have to say. Being very defensive, like, this is my area. This is my point. This is my thing. This is our team. We're all going towards the same goal. And we should absolutely share our perspectives and points of views, and we should be open to those things and be open to being wrong. Sometimes people will give me an idea. Sometimes they come from you guys in the surveys, and I'm like, that's so good. Yeah, I should not be doing it the way I'm doing it. It's not like you have the experience being a CEO and you're telling me, it's like it's coming from somebody who has no experience, but they have a really valuable perspective. And so what I'd love is if everyone on this team can take that same perspective, which is like the more perspectives you can gather and take into consideration on the things that you're doing, the way that you act, the way that you develop yourself, I think the better you'll be. And so example one would be, we have a prideful teammate, accepts no feedback or becomes defensive when it's given. And then they play victim and often blame others for having a poor perception of their behavior. Has anyone ever seen that on team of somebody who's like, oh God, everyone thinks I'm this way, but I'm not? And you're like, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's just because you're like that. Example two would be that a primal teammate doesn't respect anybody else on the team. They talk down to others and use their power to suppress others and make themselves look better. So ego looks like someone resistant to change because it goes against a belief they have or a way they things want to be. And if they accept that it needs to be changed, it is also admitting that they're wrong, right? And so if you see someone being very defensive in the way of doing something and saying like, can't do that, won't do that, et cetera, even if it seems like it comes from a place of fear, it's also coming from ego. It also looks like someone taking all the credit for a team's work rather than giving it to others. So like leaders in this company, we want people who are constantly giving credit to teams, not people who are taking credit themselves. And if you aspire to be a leader, you will give credit to everybody around you rather than take it yourself. Another example of this is sometimes what you see is people start overhiring for a department because they want to claim they have a big team. It feels good to people's egos. The second example of this is a leader who refuses to give up tasks and projects. Now, they may not do this consciously, but subconsciously, because what does that also mean? It also means you give up credit when they're actually successfully completed. I think one of the reasons that it's hardest for somebody to move, for example, from like a salesperson to a sales manager role is because when you're a salesperson, you're constantly getting reinforcement from the sales and getting like, great job, thumbs up, like so good, close the sale. And then when you move up into managing a sales team, nobody says jack shit to you. It's like all you ever hear is probably when like, hey, why is the team low today? And then you're like, man, I kind of miss selling. Like I made money every time I like was on the phone and people told me I did a good job. And so it's funny because in our portfolio companies, I talk about this where it's like, I get why that's a hard transition. I myself did it where it's like, you're constantly getting praised. And then you move into a position where like, you're not getting any of that. And you're not getting the, I would say like high of even like closing a sale. So there's multiple things that you lose. And the last example of pride would be a manager who does not give his or her team time and training necessary to be successful. So you see some people that do this so they can exaggerate their own importance in the company to look like they're needed. Again, I'm giving this to you guys, not saying that anyone here does this, but I'm trying to protect us so that if somebody makes their way in here who does this, you guys push them out. This is not acceptable. We don't want anybody who does this. And I think that the reason I want to convey this in these trainings is because I want you guys to do that for me. I don't see everything. People act way differently in front of me than all of you. I know that may be surprising, but everyone's always on their best behavior when they talk to me. And so most of the time I'm like, wow, everyone's amazing. I never see anything bad. And so it really is the job of this whole team to listen to what I'm saying and be able to spot it. We're going to add probably double the team this year. And so there's going to be a lot of people that come in. We're not going to hire every person as the right person. And so we need to know if these things are being seen because ultimately we are all stewards of the business. And if one person sees something, it's likely that somebody else has also experienced it. And lastly, micromanaging. People who micromanage because they don't have confidence in their team, often because they themselves are just insecure. Because if you lack belief in yourself, you probably lack belief in others. That's something we don't want to have here. We don't want people who are micromanaging, not delegating, not giving people the opportunity to fail. And I think that a lot of teams and a lot of people, there's a stigma around failure. That's not something we have here. It is totally fine to fail and fall on your ass. And I actually think the more that you fall on your ass and the more that you look stupid in front of other people on this team, the higher up you will be able to go because it shows that you're not fearful of making progress. And lastly, not letting an idea go because it was their idea or they're being above the work. And I think a lot of the times we do see this in team settings, which is like, you want to do something because it's your idea, but then somebody gives you a different idea, and maybe because of who it came from or how they said it, you're not open to it. But then in the back of your mind, you're like, that's probably a better idea. And so I think that it takes an extra layer of muscle to say, even if I don't like who that came from or the way it was delivered, is it still a better idea than mine? And like, I can tell you that happens all the time with me and Alex and Dr. Cashy, like they'll say stuff to me and they'll be like, oh, that thing you did, yeah, that's wrong, 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 wrong. And like the way that they deliver it, it's not the way I sometimes want to hear it. But then I'll sit back and think and I'm like, you know what? You're right. Like I could totally do it better if I did it this way. And it's not about who is right. It's about what is right and what's going to get us towards our goal. And lastly, the third thing is that in order to grow, we have to admit that we have deficits because you can't receive feedback if you don't believe that you have room to improve. You will also not be open to feedback if you use excuses that are tied to character traits. I've always been this way. This is just who I am. I have heard that in people in this team. I've always been this way. I've never been able to do that. This is always who I am. So you have been repeating the same behaviors for many years. You have a lot of past experience to indicate that you have a lot of practice acting this way. I'll give you common examples, like learning to be organized. That's not a personality trait. That's a skill. Learning to regulate your emotions, not a personality trait. It's a skill. Learning to be attentive and focused, that's a skill. And so I think a lot of the times, if we want to be open to growing as a teammate on this team, we have to realize that any excuse we hide behind, it's just making it easy for us to continue doing that behavior. And oftentimes, it just means that we have a lack of a skill. And I think that luckily, there's a lot of people on this team that do have skills that other people don't. And so if, for example, you're listening to this, you're like, yeah, you know, I have been saying that I'm just not X, I'm just not Y. It's like, well, there's someone on this team that has that. Maybe I can ask them for help. And so those who grow the most, I would say, are the most fluid in their identities with this. You stand up for your values, you stand up for your beliefs, but you remain flexible in how you act. This is one of my favorite sayings. It's not a do, it's a do, not a who, right? It's what you do, it's not who you are. So like being organized, acting focused, being flexible, those are all skills. They're not part of who you are. And so in order to move up into a leadership position, for example, those are skills that people have to acquire. But just to be clear, I think that this is probably one of the biggest things that blocks people is they say like, that's just not who I am. I've just never done things that way. Well, why could you not learn? And so I think defending your deficits is the surest way that you're going to stunt your growth and the team that surrounds you. So anytime you catch yourself, it's like, watch yourself. Are you defending the deficits that you have? And I think that every time for me, like I've personally grown a lot, it's been when I finally said to myself, like, you need to stop defending this because it's stopping me from growing. And the funny thing is that how does a company grow? Company grows when the people in it grow. And so in my opinion, if you look at a company, what's the only appreciating asset in it? People. People are the only asset that we can continue to compound on our skills time and time again. Pretty much everything else in a company, if not taken care of, gets worse over time. But people are the one thing that can continue to get better.